had God's anything to do with that. If he stayed outside the city, but if he stayed outside the city, he wouldn't be able to hear all the detour of the heaven, because certain things he would miss. So he had to sleep under the bed in order not to miss one word of the detour of the heaven. But even by sleeping under the bed, he still caused a slight inconvenience to the heaven. So if the halacha, but Tevin was so hushed on the table that he decided to do that, even though it involved a slight inconvenience to the other chachamim, because as a result of Tevin staying under the bed, so some of the other chachamim were not able to stretch out their arms freely, comfortably. Still he did it. But if the halacha had been that Hayoshim Tachas Amito is Yotzei Yidechei Vosei, then Tevin wouldn't be allowed to do that, because it would be Merzik Yoreh. What's the halacha of Merzik Yoreh? Sorry, as the Mishnah says in Brachas, Goyim Kovorim Selitzel Sashem Miteh. In other words, Chosin is Potter of Krishle. So, suppose he wants to say Kriya Shema. So he can do that, but he has to be the special matreide. If he's not such a tzaddik, he is not allowed to do something that is only miraculous. There's only miraculous. So here too, in other words, if the halacha had been that Hayoshi Tachas Amito is Yotzei Yidechei Vosei, then it would look that Tevi is assuming an air of saintliness, and in other words, and he insists upon sleeping Tachas Amito, even though it causes a slight inconvenience to the other chachamim, in order to be mekayem a mitzvah kiyumis. Well, that would involve a meaning of human. It's true that in the depth of his heart, Tevi did it not because he wanted to be mekayem a mitzvah kiyumis at the expense of slight inconvenience to the other chachamim. He did it because nafshei choshev Torah, he didn't want to miss the divrei Torah that would be discussed in the sukkah. But people, an observer, if he saw Tevi staying under the bed and knowing that causes a slight inconvenience to the chachamim, so he would say, look what kind of an air of saintliness this Tevi Avishon Gabriel assumes. He is ready to cause a slight inconvenience to the other chachamim in order to be mekayem a mitzvah kiyumis. So then it would have involved the Nisa of Merzik Yoreh. But in view of the fact that Hayoshi Tachas Amito is Moyotzei Yidechei Vosei, so no one can interpret him with Kapchevo and say Tevi wants to be a super tzaddik and he doesn't mind him to cause a slight inconvenience to the Chachamim in order to appear a super tzaddik. Because everybody knows he will not be super tzaddik by sleeping under the bed. He's not mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah anyway. So then everybody will know that the reason as to why he does it is because nafshei choshev Torah. And he'll be in pain if he'll miss the divrei Torah of the chachamim that is discussed in the Chagasu. Alright. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Voreka aso til divrei Shmuel v'yito aso. Now, echot chuchu shechichu mayu, oi shchotzi, oi shochu malachas, dechimab bachavoni, dechimsu al shokeri, mayu al atum. So in other words, there is a loche that eil is not in the tomb. In other words, if there is an eil tepach, or tepach, the room tepach, and there is a device in a mess here, and then there is a keli or an odom here, so the keli or an odom becomes some. So the loche is so. So the Mishnah says, that it doesn't make any difference how the eel is constituted, whether the eel was constituted with the odom, where it was deliberately made as an eel. Let's say when a person builds a house, so he deliberately makes a ceiling, he constructs a ceiling to be an eel, to cover the floor, to hover above the floor, or the eel was constituted by itself through nature, not by human intervention, but by itself. Suppose water has weakened a certain a certain flaw, and because of that, what about the cave? So a nail was formed. It made a hole because of the pressure of water in the course of a long time. So a hole was made in the floor, in the floor of the carpet. So then it made a cave, and the top of the cave is Mario, and the hole of the cave. Or if the hole was made by insects, or because of the salt, so a hole was born in a floor. Or he put up a pile of stones, or a pile of beans. So is Maya Ratum. Even though it was put up in order to store wood, it wasn't put up the pile of logs of wood for the purpose of hovering above a hole and protecting the hole of a certain place against the elements of nature. But it was just put up to store. But the melee, it hovered above a certain hole. So all these are made as atum. In other words, in order that the nail should be made as atume, it doesn't have to be constructed by men deliberately for the purpose of setting up a nail. Even if it emerges by itself, it still is made into. This was an example. The beauty of when is it made as atume? Only when it's done by man for the purpose of setting up a nail. But if it emerges by itself through an act of nature, so then it's not a nail. And not only if it emerges by itself through an act of nature, it's not a nail to be made into one. Even if it is done by man, but if the intention of the man is to store up wood, logs of wood, Mimele, accidentally, so it hovers, the logs of wood hover above the hole of Tefa, so it's not a nail to be made into. My time is a good day, I'll eat a little in Mishkan. See what is a Saturday, what of Yom is there? Or see what's about you to say, I'm Mishkan. Mal halo mini odo, mal tam mini odo. Now let's see the Rashi. Tano some goes to Hoshi with a maiden tattoo made, Shehoru Mayim, the Bishop of Guyano, Baman Hinti Tateo, in the Gnosi, the Sinekevo, or Shotin, King Tigay, Kay, a Hundes Vishes, Hinti Shemes, that's one of the Shotin. Kinshen is doing night. Oh, sure, Chlim Aleches. Sure, it's my home is back out of the well. The Chimad Bar Havon in the Lavon is well zu. Upomim, Shachas Dural Gabi Ashrayim, Vatachtim Yishich Lizu Eifo zu, Umatki Lizu Lizu, Dinei Shalei Yotefa. The Chimzu Asho Keres, Afim Keres Ahu Temra Vekarkes, Rav Gazu, Vein Yodinyan, Vein Yishom Harbo Nikolim Dineyen. So, the Rig is a whole Tefa. But it wasn't put up for the purpose of a nail. It by itself, it happened to form a nail. V'yish shomhal v'yikom v'nail, v'yish v'nail. Kol eiru, im kadai yisrael v'sichayel v'nish yechadik v'nish yisheni, v'itmur amet, v'di odom, v'yishavim la'asei zeyel. That was Rashi emphasized, we see it from Gimor further. That according to Rabbi Yudeh, so, oi eil habo le'atzmei, so in eil, not only if it was done by an act of nature, not by human intervention, but even if it was done by an act of man, but if it was done by man for another purpose, in order to store logs of wood, minele, a nail was formed, but only accidentally a nail is formed. That wasn't the purpose of the man who plays the logs of wood had in his mind, so it's not a nail that he's made into. That's why Rashi says in Yodo, Mishanu Akitia, a nail into it. A real people. Oh. So, the Rabbono, a real people. All in two exceeding passions for. The Rabbis are also made. We saw the Rabbi, called the Yel Shin also in the order. In the Eel, the Renino. Hatir is so you knew in Yerushalayim, Malgabi Asela. We tachem homo, we should never attain. We be in the Shimun Reis, we only shot, Gabi Neem, Shomu Poro, we be in Shwari, Malgabi in Moses, ויגנייקיס ישנו גביהם, ויגנשרדם ויודיהם, הגיעו משבוע, יורדו שחמיים ומילום, ויורדו ביושבו. Now this is based upon the fact that the Tzduki, they claim that the Masih Paul has to be done, has to be handled by someone who already had her church. Likewise, there is such a thing as a creator. Somebody who became public, so he has to be taken veil, and he has to be taken veil before the sun sets, and then he's still not allowed to be able to be he is not completely toyer until the sun sets completely. So that's called the true. Someone who was stable already to Marseille, but the sun has not set. The sun has not set. So the Dalochim is Dalochim, a couple of things about things that then the Masi power can be handled by spiking them as well. The Tzuki who denied the Torah Shabbat Pei, they said that it cannot be done, it cannot be handled by someone who still requires a change. Now, actually, the Tzuki had not claimed that, so then the Chachomim as Ishyot, that's how the Ritva explains it. In order to understand why the Chachomim made so many chumras, so many Ishyot, because if not for the fact that the Tzuki had claimed that Al-Kadim, so Masi Paul, had to be handled by someone who already had Arab Shemesh, then the Chachomim themselves, as Ishyot, would have been Misakim, that it should be handled by someone who already had Arab Shemesh. Even though the Rai say, it doesn't require Arab Shemesh, but this was a situation, because if you allow, even though not all, it doesn't require Arab Shemesh, but if you allow people who water through the rotating veil, then the next step might be that Kehani, who didn't want the table, would handle it. Because we would say, well, last time I did it, I wasn't completely clear, and I was told to do it, to do the Mises Levis Apor. So why shouldn't I do it now, even though I wasn't tableless yet? After all, last time I did it, I wasn't Torah yet either. And they wouldn't know that the fact that he was tableless, even though he was not Torah, made all the difference in the world, because not every Jew is blocking all the halachas. So if the Tzuki had not claimed that Masi Paul had to be handled in a Torah by someone who is completely Torah, and who already had Erev Shemesh, even though the halacha in the Raisa is that it doesn't require Erev Shemesh, but the Chachomim would have enacted a Shiur that it should be handled only by those who already had Erev Shemesh, as a Shiur. But the trouble was that the Tzuki claimed that in a Torah, so it must be handled by those who had Erev Shemesh. So if the Chachomim had been Misake as a Shiur, the way they acted in many other situations, that would have been encouraged and would have given strength to the Tzuki that they were Menaseach over the Chachomim, and that the Chachomim themselves considered considered the Nitzochim that the Tzuki had over the Chachomim. That was the only reason as to why the Chachomim were not Misake, that the Masi Paul should be handled by those who had Arab Shemesh, in order not to give strength to the Tzuki. But if the Tzuki had not claimed that with the Raisa it has to be handled by those who already had Arab Shemesh, then the Chachomim themselves would have been sat in there, as is sure. But the Chachomim were not able to be sat in the Chachomim, in order not to give strength to the Tzuki. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in Balbastra that says, now the Tzukim said that if there is a question between, let's say, now the halacha is that Abbas is not Yereshet Mokim Aben. Abbas is not Yereshet Mokim Aben. But if there is no Ben, then the Bas is Yereshet. Then the Bas is Yereshet. But suppose someone, Yaakov, had a son, and Yaakov had a son, and he had a daughter. And then Yaakov's son died. And the son left the daughter. And the son left the daughter. And then the daughter and the son left the daughter. And then the daughter is alive. And then Yaakov died. So, in other words, Grab Yoshi is so there is the daughter of the deceased son, and there is a daughter. So the halacha is that the daughter of the deceased son, yashes everything, and not the daughter. Why should she be more entitled? The daughter of the deceased son should be. Why should she be more entitled than the daughter? After all, she is the daughter of Yaakov, and this one is a daughter. Let's say Yaakov had a son Reuven, and he had a daughter Dinah, and then Reuven died in the lifetime of Yaakov, and he was survived by his daughter. Then Yaakov died. So who yashes Yaakov's property? The daughter of the deceased son Reuven, not Dinah. But why? The answer is because there is a lot of missions. So the daughter of Reuven stands, she represents her father. Now, if Reuven had been alive, so who would yashi the property of Yaakov? Reuven would yashi, not Dinah. Dinah wouldn't take anything. Now that Reuven is not alive, so mainly the daughter of Reuven, she stands in the shoes of her father Reuven. So she yashes the nechosim of Yaakov to the exclusion of Dinah. Now, so the Gemara says in Mishnei Chulin that there is a halacha, there was a kapodes chachomim, that the chachomim should not be able to be misaken in such a case, that Dinah should yashu together with Yaakov. With the daughter of Reuven. Why? Because the Tzdukim agreed with the Chachamim that in Abbas Yeresh is Lomokim Aben. But the Tzdukim said, in such a case, where Yaakov had his son Reuven and his daughter Dinah, and then Reuven died in the lifetime of Yaakov, and he was survived by his daughter, so in that case, it was logical, but it was in the province of the deed. So they were motivated, by the plain human logic, without considering the halachas. So they said, in such a case, so Dinah yashes together with the daughter of Reuven, because why should she be a bigger yachsonis? Why should the daughter of Reuven be a bigger yachsonis than Dinah, who is the daughter of Yaakov? But the answer is no, not all. So there is a lot of mishmush. So the melee, if Reuven had been alive, so then Reuven would yashu to the exclusion of Dinah. So now that Reuven is not alive, but the daughter of Reuven, and Reuven was not survived by any sons, so the daughter of Reuven so stands in the shoes of her father, as if her father had been alive. So the melee, the daughter of Reuven, yashu sold the property of Yaakov to the exclusion of Dinah. So the Gemara says, in order not to give strength to the Tzdukim, so basically couldn't even be misaken on the basis of Hefker, Besen, Hefker, that the daughter, that Dinah should yash equally with the daughter of Reuven, that Dinah should yash equally, even though there is a chaos of Hefker, Besen, Hefker. So the Amin Takones, the Chachomim or Misakim, that is contrary to the Bina Torah, but not in this case. Because in this case, even though there might be a very good purpose, in being Misakim there, so, but still it was us. So, there was a time when Rav Herzog of Lasholem wanted that the Rabbanut of Roshit should be Misakim, that a daughter should take her, and he held that the Rabboni even today have the care of Hefker and Hefker, and it's not such a double question. But my uncle, Ravel, Griscarol, he fought against that. Against that, more than against other things. Why? Because there is a special halacha. Because that would have given, just as Gemara says, that you cannot be mizakeh, that the bas, should be al shiifoy, basically, cannot be mizakeh. On the basis of Hefka based Hefka, that the Bas should yash equally with the Bas Aben, even though there is a Keah of Hefka based Hefka. So even the Zagobo couldn't do that, in order not to give strength to the Zukim. Now here, when all the secular people, and they defied the Din of the Torah, that they are Bas Yereshet Mokim Aben, if the Rabbanut would, even if all the Rabbanim in the world would agree, so that certainly would give strength to the Das Amini. So because of that, you couldn't make such an appointment. So a similar thing was here, in connection with Asiya Sapor. Asiya Sapor. Actually, if the Tzukim had not said, that Asiya Sapor has to be handled by someone who has Nur of Shemesh, even though the Dinatora is that a Tzukim can handle Tzrivas Apor, but the Chachomim as Isyo would have been Misake, as Isyo, with the Rabbono, just as the Chachomim were Misake, many other things as Isyo. But here, because the Tzuki held that Midaraisa, so a head of Shemesh, Maisi Poro, had to be handled by someone who already had head of Shemesh, so if the Chachomim would be Misake, it would give a chizuk to the different Sukkim, and that they were not allowed to do. But at the same time, the Chachamim felt that they are failing in their mission of doing this Yom Batoro. So because of that, in order to compensate their inability to make this Yom Batoro in one realm, so they were misaking others. So that's the reason as to why the Chachamim made other Yogim which ordinarily would be unnecessary, because let's say there is aloha of Tumas Atei. There is a remote possibility. Let's say, of course, the Maisei Poro had to be handled by an Ishtoya, someone who is Toya. So, but suppose, how can we be sure that this person is an Ishtoya? Well, we'll say, he never touched the mess, he never entered the real mess. But that's no raya. Maybe there is a kever atein, because suppose someone is buried in a certain piece of karak, and if there is no whole tefach above between the mess and the kever, so then we say tumor tzuzo because the healer because the heredes. So there is mitame. So how can we be sure that a kohen who is saving the poor maybe he's tummy, he's not aware of any tumulness, but maybe the house where he lives, so there is someone kavo beneath the karka bodies, there is someone kavo, and there is no chol tefa between the mess and the karka bodies, so merely titumo mitzutso is because we have it. So the answer is, we don't have to be patient. So there is a possibility. There is always a remote possibility. There is has to a remote possibility that if somebody will cross the street, he'll be driven over by a car. So does that mean that one should not go out in the street just because there is a remote possibility and such things happen? So we don't have to be chayshish. But so mainly, if not for the fact that the Chachamim were unable to make it a comment that Maaseh Poro should be handled dafke by someone who had the Erev Shemesh, so then the Chachamim wouldn't be misaki that certain Maaseh Poro should be handled by children who from birth never were exposed to the remote possibility of becoming tummy as a result of Kever Atei, of Tumor Mitzusa B'Kazer U'Kazer. But since the Chachamim felt that they were unable to make a certain show on account of the fact that the Tzukim held that that Maasi Poro required has to be handled by those who have Shemesh. So in order to compensate for their inability to make his Shog in that area, so they made Shog in other areas, even though normally they wouldn't have made his Shog, because we don't have to be Cheshish for a remote possibility. So that's what he said. Chatzili, so you do is Birushalayim, Al-Gabi Hasela, Vitachteyem Cholo, Mitnikever Atein, Umivi Noshim Ubreis. So what was the purpose of this Takone? The purpose of this Takone was that the certain Maisi Poro should be handled by people who certainly are not on. How could we be sure? Maybe he becomes on it, because no one is a prophet to know with absolute certainty that beneath the bias, the flow of the bias, there is a kevarate. How can anyone be sure? In the course of years, maybe someone was buried and there is no hollow of the tefah between the person, the remains of that person and the kever. And some of the tumor with tzutzor, the tas, the hira, the tas, the hira. But we don't have to be cheshish. But here, because of the inability to be misake, that the maise poro should be handled by those who had Arab Shemesh in order not to give strength to this duking, so they are misake, that certain asiyas poro should be handled by children who were raised in such a way that they couldn't have become tomei as a result of kevaratei. In other words, certain houses were constructed upon pillars, so, and then floors on top of the pillars and the columns, floors were made, and then houses were built, and women were expected to give birth to children, so they stayed there, they lived there, and then these children, when they were born, certainly could not have become tummy as a result of Tevarakei, because assuming that the karka there was a tumor in Tzutso, but since the house was built upon pillars, and so there was a whole tefah between the karka and the floor of the house. So the melee, it wasn't a tumor in Tzutso anymore. So this floor of the house was an elachetit. So Katsiri, so you please, Yerushalayim, Babi Yasela, Vitachti, and Cholol, Vitikeva Ratei, Nivim, Noshim, Uvrei, Zilil, Vishom, Umgadu, Zmeyem, Shom, Vipoho, Umivim, Shvomim, Valdabeyem, Vosins, Vitimei, Kis, Yeshim, Valdabeyem, Vikesi, Shalevem, Vyodeyem, Higiyu, Alu, Shaluach, Yom, Vese, Hamayim, Umilu, Vyomu, Vyoshule. Now let's see the Rashi. Vitikeva Ratei, Koshim, Keva Ratei, Vitumas, Atim, Shabishas, Vosusofiku, Kitei, like the Abyss. Can you see what happens in the abyss? So, Shein Golu Mitnei Keber Atei, Shekolo Yiyo Hoyom Misupoki, Shepo Yishom Keber, Ve'ilu Yunez Chol Tepa, Vitumo Sheyo Mitzutso, Vitaaz Ve'ilo Vokia, Vitacho Yobein Meise Yadda Vikipi, Shakiu Yishom Keber. So the children were born in that house that was built, the floor of which was elevated on certain pillars, and between the karka that is beneath the floor of the bodies and the floor of the bodies, there was more than a whole tefah. So even if there was a tumor that sits on me, but that served as a yelachinti. So, al gabi kibish akudishom keba mitachas, harichol mapsi, umidi noshim ufres, mishumahi itna mitamim o yezakeh en asirin kezapo, umadbir nesim yav, lehitzim libe shom stukim, shom yoemi. So in order to counteract this looking, so not only did the Chachomim misake that the Asiya Sapora should be handled after by someone who had that challenge, on the contrary, in order to counteract the Das looking, so they were misakeing that the Kayan who handled the Maisipor should not give him himself and then be retire himself and then be there and do certain Asiyas and do the Asiyas that came before actions, in order not to give strength to the Zduk. Shoyenim war be Hashem and Shoyen Ases, v'chim v'tvuyen kosha v'poro, osu b'vay v'sarbe, k'in shenizal v'bo, tiktu komasi poro b'chim v'lovim v'chmi avonim, v'chmi adomo, sh'nikab v'tume, v'akein aseo for his v'kuo v'kis ha'shiva s'yomi, v'inohi v'akein ha'nimei adine. Now this, he says, So that's not in accordance with the Maskona of the Gemara Yume. According to Maskona of the Gemara Yume, so the Tisha Shiva Siyomim of the Kirin Asir Sator, so is it rising. But Rashi mentions it, even though we pass him that the Tisha Shiva Siyomim is mid rising. But Rashi mentions it because Adam and Roma say that that's also in Akon Sahom. Kiravim to the Kabir Yume, Yoma Ma Mazinov of Kol Shivo, Vitikyo Shivitinate Salon, Mimalu Mimalu, Vitavish Ben Mihatos, Umishumaro, as an expression, Tikyu Shivitame Mikotume, Uvitisefte Shalinu, Achi Hate Meshivo Meshmeino, Shomi, when you back on Isaiah, the way Isaiah shall evoke care. Because, in other words, who handle these things? Children who are not, who are 9 years old. Because if they were 9 years old, so then they could already be coming because of it to Maskari. So they didn't tell you. When you've been shwarin to show your rates in Leila from Maori Smile Hari Nashua, the case is showing you a day. She called Maseo in Bahia one of the Bavish. Yod will say Hamayu no more. Kosova Haitane, Mirubino. The way she shall show the heaven. That's Rashi Shite. Taste is Israel. So Rashi says that the reason is why the Kama says that Yod will say Hamayu no more is because the Stavikame holds that there has to be Mirubi Yodayim Mamesh directly, not by suspending the degree into the well and draw up water. So Mipnei Keber Rabiei Zeimea Mipnei Yoyom Nishal Sheil Umimawi Mipnei Keber Atei. In other words, that those Tenekes didn't go down into the well, but they remain sitting on the shvore. They remain sitting. And how were they able to draw water? By just throwing down a pail with the heather into the well and draw the water. So, why? So, the place says, Mikene, Hoyom Mishalche, Umimale, Mikeverate, Shemo Yesh Kantu. So from this Gemara it's mashma that the reason that's a kasha against Rashi. Rashi says that Rabbi Yisishite is. Rashi says that the Tanakama shite is that they have to go down because the Tanakama holds that the new mind has to be done directly, not by suspending the heather from the Hamir and draw water. But from this Gemara it's mashma, that they say in a mitkeimei hoyu mishalche, umimalei mipnikever atei. So it's mashma that the reason as to why the reason, so mitkeimei hoyu mishalche, umimalei mipnikever atei. So the reason as to why they didn't go down, because if they were to go down, so as long as they remain sitting on the shvorin, and they had a hollow of the tefach, so melee they were not exposed to the possibility of becoming contaminated through keverate, because there was a hollow of the tefach that was mapsic, and there was an ilachetis. But if they had to descend from the shvorin and then to go down to the place that is adjacent to the well, to the Shaluah, so then maybe that karka, maybe there is a kever beneath that karka that is adjacent to the Shaluah, and there is no whole tefah. So, in other words, so Rabbi is reaching for that remote possibility, maybe in this piece of karka. So, there is a kever. And that's why Rabbi Yisi says, "Mimkeni yoyom mishalche umimau digarate." Vitani Rabbi Yehuda, "Loyom mivin vosis and v'shvok, v'shvok in the elchino osim biyodom." Vikotani Rabbi Yehuda, "Loyom mivin vosis and v'shvok." Now let's see the Rashi. Umivin v'shvok, kishoyaretz meyachomau smayim chayim nashuah. Vikei shoyim yodeh, שכל מעשה רואים בכלי אבונו, כתרישת. יום וזה חמיים ומול, כוסו ברעיתנו מי רובינו, ולוי שישר שלכם, ובקבר אתם שלא ישרתו, אלו שמורים שכריסו מרחובית, ותנאי כסיישים עליהם, וכריסו מפסיק שנתנאי כסמאים מן על האורת, וכאן מפור שתיים מהמי רואים מבין גוסם, אל מאשמינו רבידה, ושדרוסו, ושטרר, ושמורים, ואקסל, שיקן גב, וכל שובימו, הוא העיר המפסיק, ויעבר גב בניוסו בלידום. So that was a good ale, Hamapsik. So we see that Rabbi Yude agrees with the Chachomi that even an ale that is not also in the Yodol, deliberately for the purpose of setting up an ale, can still be Chesed. Chesed. Was Shvorin the ale she lost in the Yodol? Because only Rabbi Yude Eimel will cross it on the Shvorin. She lost a Rabbi Yimon Rablezer, and Rabbi Yude Kilo Yedrei. Now wait, when does Rabbi Yude say that an ale that is not also the Yodom, that it also that emerges by itself, is not an ale it's if they are tume, and it's not even a tume, that is if the ale consists only of tefach, of the whole tefach. But if the whole is more than a tefach, it is a peaceful. So he says, Kimoyekrei, so then even Rabbi Yude will be made it. That even though it's not also the Yodom deliberately for the purpose of setting up an Eyal, it still can serve as an Eyal. Kimleyekrei, Eyal Shemochet Kimleyekrei, Sheunyeza Mitefah, Neida Rav Yudeh Da'avah Kishen Yosef Yodom, Choshev Niyes Eyal, Dimleyekrei Motzino Choshev Nimoyel, Shen Yosef Yodom, Kimitlam Yoles, Ubisakas Primus Maisino Kerekel Amumi, Moyel Shunat Yodom, Shiur Emeitz Satum Olaavya Kimleyekrei, Vizo Ekrefe Shoten Atpiyah, ויש לי גודל כדי שחלות אוכל. So, it's the actually for Penach Tiach, he was probably a giant. So, it was as big as the head of an average person. וכי הוא אמר את יהודה, די נהיהו, היכד אין יאוסו ביליודום, ביטפח לו. So, in other words, when there are two kinds of ale, if it's an ale of tefach, so then Rabbi Yudah says, only when it is also the Yodom deliberately, for the purpose of setting up an ale, so it can serve as an ale. But if it's more than a tefach, it's Kimleyekrei, so the Naftiach, so then Rabbi Yudah is made that even if it's also the ale, so it serves as an ale, it can be created with Naftiach, and it can be made with it. Can be made. So, Tayin Amor, ומיילה רב יהודה בשקיפים ובקיקי אסלוי, now it's cracks and clefts of rocks that are very large, that have a hollow of Kimleyekrei, that even though it's not also the Yodom, it still serves as an eyal to be made in the tume and to be raised in the tume. Now we are as a kasha barim del as the age of Kamleyekrei king, because of the Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah in Elohim, we feel in Moses Elohim Shvorim. So we see, why was it not? Because it wasn't also for the purpose of an ale. So the ale, we see that even if it has kinegrei and kamegrei, but if it's not also deliberately for that purpose, so then it doesn't serve as an ale. Now let's see the Rashi. Nikike bikuim, by idolim, kamegrei, nakar kadadelis. וכל רבי דולו היו מבין בוסיס, כוסאו כדאי תוך מישהו שם דרך אלו בכך, וכל שמישמורי. So, אומר הבאי, לא יוצאו כמו רבי בוסיס, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that bוסיס would be effective. He says there was no need to bring bוסיס, that involved an extra tirche. They could do it just with shmori, but אין לך נאמה, if it's also kinegrei, even though it's not also the Lord of the Liberator for that purpose, it still is an ale. It's effective as an ale to be made in the Tumeh and to be raised in that Tumeh. Rogo Amar, Rehonevim Vosens, Komikia, Shebitnei Shedaiti Shaltini Gazolo, Shemo Yitzi Reishe, Oyechob Nivoro, Vehitmo, Vikevrate. So Rogo says, Inochanah, Rogo also says, it's not that Rabbi Yudah says that Vosens couldn't be used because the ale is not a real ale. The ale comes to you by process is not a ale that is also deliberately for that purpose. But the reason why the Buddha says roses should not be used, because after all, the purpose was that the certain mindset should be handled by children who are raised from birth under such circumstances that they wouldn't be exposed to the remote possibility of becoming contaminated through chevarate. So they were raised before their mothers gave birth to them, so the mothers moved to a special house that was constructed upon pillars, and that at the hollow of mortal tepa above the ground, so the melee, even if there had been a mess in the karka beneath the dead house, so they still couldn't become contaminated. So that was the whole purpose, to prevent an exposure to a chevarate. Now, Sohatida says, for the same reason, we couldn't let them sit upon glosses, because if they sit upon shwari, so then they won't overconfident. They would be afraid to stretch out, lest they fall down from the shwari. So mele, they wouldn't be mayo outside the shwari. They would be afraid. They would remain sitting like that, without stretching out their legs and their hands on the couch. And Rabbi says, we should not let them give an opportunity to stretch out their hands and their legs, because if they stretch out, as long as they sit on the shore and they don't stretch out their legs and their hands comfortably, so then they're not exposed to the remote possibility of becoming contaminated through a chevarate. But the moment, if they sit upon the shore and then they stretch out their legs and their hands like this, here, maybe the karaka beneath is a chevarate, and there is no whole tepa. There is a mess cover. So then, when they stretch out their hands and their legs, they will become contaminated through chevarate. So that's why the Buddha says that they should not be allowed to sit upon glosses, because if they would be allowed to sit upon glosses, they would be so confident in themselves, they wouldn't fall down. They would be likely to stretch out themselves, to push out their heads in, outside the dallas, because they would feel safe to stretch out even their head outside their dallas, and then the head would be mild and can attain, possibly, there is a remote possibility. So because of that, so because of that, they had to be placed upon shvorim without glosses, so then they would be afraid to move and to stretch out part of their roof. So mainly they would remain sitting on the shvorim, so then they wouldn't be exposed to the possibility of being contaminated by chevarate.
Pure Ayin Dalid in Sukkah, Chof Gimel Adar Beis, Hayitav Shin Mem Aleph, March 29th, 1981, on Sunday.
Now, there is a matter, let's say, Ayoshin, Ritam Yisroel, Sotom Gosei, Kei Matsi, Beidem Yisuko, Vini Kali, Shin Lashit Ha'achim Yisroel, so, Ashi explains it on the basis of the Yom HaKhid. So, he says, So according to Rashi, the reason is why Ayoshi Kakashamito is Uyotso, because it's Ilah Hizis. There's nothing to do with the Zerzakosu of Psukot Akasuk. And according to the Rashi, it has to do with the Zerzakosu of Basukas, with Psukot Akasuk. Now, the Barabayer is Masikanem. Now turn to the Rashi, Barabayer. Kotva Loa Hibzal, the Rashi is very huge in Shio Suko, Nasis Kisuko Biser Suko. וכן פירש בקירו בפרק שישי, ולמושל פירושי בזנוח, וככה לא ראינה. כי כשגבי העשור, חבר אילו בפני עצמי, ואין זה אילו ביצר סוכו, אלו ביצר אילו עמי. So that is what I'm going to explain the way Rashi was. And he's massacred. Let's see what the Rambam says in Mohammed's and the Baramoya's Asode and the Reed. Kotu this Baramoya, Kirtu Meshmuyo, we meet you. Now Shmuel says that when do we say that Ayoshi Takasamito Yosef Rebosei only if the ground of the Mito is set for him above the Kark, then it's not it. Omer HaKinsi, if Yehosi Shorabin HaGodol Zal, Lomadu, Shein HaTam, Shorein Yidbeyon Sukho, Shein Kein Ad, Shein Yodboi Yidu, Name, Shearei Yelu, Vin Shorad Boi, El HaTam, Shidose, Hayriel, Umibatu, Nishach Sukho, כי די חושי, ומתיר עסוק ובסיר עסוק ילום וחכום עם דבר זה, כי איך אדום רחמונה, הוסו, די עושה סכחנים שהוא פוסו, שאין עושה מצל, דו ניקה צל התחתי, ומבט אל ריאל של סך תחתי, הוכנה מהוסה ריאל זה ומבט אל נסחר בסוקי, ומי שיושי דחתו, כי די חושי, די זביות, והיין להבין לגמור לעושה ריאל ערי ובט אל עוקבה, אבל ממשום ביטולהו, ולא עם משום של יושי מצל סוקי, שהמשחח הסוכה סייחריך עלך. זו חלקזי אינסר וקשר ברמויה. ברמויה זה סוגי, and the leaf is that here it has nothing to do with the Psukot HaKasuk. Here it is not Yetzer because he simply, because the Mito is a Nilach Yetzer. So the Mele is a Nilach Yetzer, so he's not Yoshin Dachas HaSuko. And that's the way Rashi explains it. Not because of Psukot HaKasuk. So Rabban says, no, here there is no Aloche of Eila Chetzeit. Because whenever there is Aloche of Eila Chetzeit, so then the Aloche is that even one tefa, let's say, Gavitum. So if you have a hole of one tefa, so that's an Eila Chetzeit. It's an Eila Chetzeit. And here we require 10 Tefachim. 10 Tefachim. So why shouldn't we say that in one tefa, apparently according to the Ramban, now in regard to Sukkot HaKasuk, so one mandoma says that even if there is a plug of one tefa, and he mentions the Rayev from Eya of Zabitum, but we don't pass like that mandoma. Either we pass in like Rabbe, the Rav Chisde, that there has to be a plug of Zabit, or like Shmuel, that there has to be a tlog of Yudvachim, but one tefach not. So apparently that the concept of Eilach Eitzes has no application to Sukkot. Because, true, if there is a tlog of one tefach, so then it's already an Eilach Eitzes. But by Sukkot, as long as he sits tachas, tzelas hach, so we don't care that there is an Eilach Eitzes. The important thing that Isuki is, he should sit Tahasilasra. And even if we have an Elachit, it's not true. With that logia of one tefach, we have an Elachit. But he still sits under Tzilasra, על הזרסה. So in the heaven being זרסה כוסו, or בסוכס, that סוכת החסוכי is כוסו, so then I would say that היושן תחס, היושן תחס, המיטו is also יצא. Because after all, what if a person, let's say, covers his own body? I mean, every person wears clothes. He doesn't cover the head. But suppose a person covers his own body, his head and face too, like the Ishmael. They cover up everything. So, will anyone say that if somebody covers up his whole body, like the Ishmael, and so then it's a little that the garment and the robe with which he covers, he wraps himself up. So that's chintz between the schach, and him, just because he takes a sheet and covers it over his whole head. The answer is, the schach is sechel, hovers above the person with the body over him. So really, if there hadn't been a psul of psukah tachasukah, so then I would say that the fact that the sukah covers the person, he lies beneath the ground of the bed. So the fact that the bed covers up the face, it's like a garment, like a talus covering up the person. Because the schach is nature, it hovers above the person who is wrapped up and covered with the talus, so he's covered by the bed. And the schach is nature, it hovers on the person and the bed. Because some may say, but since we see, this is how the Rambam explains the Rib. Since we see that there is a psul of sukkah tachasukah, even though both schoches are schoches kshemes, so what's the aloche? The aloche is that if there is anything that he hovers together with the schach, with the one schach, so then it is mivatil, the dinschach. That's the exeter sakoso. So has kamo bechamo. If there is something that is possible for schach, that hovers above the person, so it's mivatil, it negates the sichuch of the schach. This is what Rambam says. So he said, Omar Akeis, Misichosi Shabbat Nagodin Zalo Mabu, שאין הטעם משום שאינם ידעים סוכים. שאין כן על משאין עוד ביודעים, נאמר שהרעיל הוא לנשור הדבורים. אלא הטעם משום לא עושה עליה ומבט אל סך סוכה, כי הוא יחושי. ומתאר סוכה בסך סוכה לא מחכום את דבר זה. כי אין חדום רחמו לעושו, די עושה סך אל דין שהוא פוסו, שאין עושו לצל, דולים כצל התחתם, ומבט אל סך סך התחתם. Then it's not shayach to say lachitis, because after all, both schoches are shemes, and it's still it's possible. So the halacha is that if there are two separate things that are neser, so one is mivatel the other. So the melee, if there is a bed that also hovers upon the person, so it's mivatel, it negates the sichut, the hovering, by the side. So, כי הייתה דרום רחמו לאוסו, ואוסו סחר אלים שהוא פוסו, שאינו אוסו מצייר, דורים כצר תחתם, ומבטר לאיון של שחר תחתם, או חנאמה, אוסו איון זה, ומבטר לסחר בסוכיה למי שאינו שתפתו, כי מדחושת בזביון, והיידה תמימורה, אוסו לאיון ארה, ומבטר לאיון טבע, אהו ממישים בטורהו, ולא ימישים שאינו שמצר סוכיה, שאינו שחר הסוכיה סייך חלעתי. All right, this is how the Rambam says. Now, the Ritva Now, you should have the Ritva with you. Kesh of Kosva Hibza, the Havala Jesuki Tahazuk, the Hinka Bekinavis, the Nicho of Baraza, the Bomoya, Mai and Suka Tahazuka the Kam, Sharin Kam Shom Suko, the Loi and Suka Tahazuko. Bohavu Mimash of Dosi Hibosi, the Shinichi Tahazaya, the Loi Tahazuka because of the Lahaiti. This is how the Lamoya explains. Like Rashi, the Rabin Lagode of Kosav, the Rabban, שתעש הוריד בפסור את האוכל לא ינשום ראיה זה הטפח על טפח חושב ראיה הוא ינשבס ונמתומה הוא יפס לאוכל אלא זה הוכל הקטן ראיה זה הודינו שישחח אלים מבדיל כל מה שהוא מבטל, not מבדיל there's a correction מבטל כל מה שהוא תחתו לפי שאין לנו איזה הצעה אלא דחים לחזיר ולקופית רחמונה לניפסה לסוג השטחה סוכו ששתי יצחק קושה ויורום של ניפסו זו מזו ילפינו מנהל לקופית רחמונה לניפסו סוכו שנשתחתו אהי על חושב כי עם סוכו שפייס לסימו מלו וישתקה וביסום את הוכן מבסוג השטחה סוכה נעתי ויופי לא מדור פסוס כי נשפוטה אבל עדיין דברה רב זל אין מסוכו מביני ואין רבים כל הצבע דוחזינו להוסו מסוג שטח הסוכי וגם רואה כמה יהיה מסוכה לסוכה ותפוס על התחתינו חד מטבע חד מרסו ואילו אוכל ואיף מדרפל ומי לכל אבו נפסו לא יהיה לו בטבע ולא יהיה לו דלת ואף לא עושה מתחת so then he says אבל כך נראות but that's really the chat in the Rambam He's not really coming from God. The Pitva says that on its face, the Ramban is not complete. In other words, we have to add something and to say Pshat in Ramban. So he really says Pshat in Ramban. El Kachim in Adon. So this is what he says. But that's the Pshat in Ramban. The Sukha Shetachazah Sukho, Eim Psulim in Bitu, Shari Shnei Yitzchak Kosha, ומי במיני, ונחי ציטון בת אופן, אלו שגזיר עשה כוסף הוא, שמתהי למיילו מנעשו כדובו שהוא חושב ריאל, אפילו ממינו, ומפני זה נחליט בו שם לא יקטע כוסף בטפח או דלת, אלו הוכם מדריפיתו שיש את הרעשות, ופי שעבי נעיסי, שלהי תחתי מבט על העניין, והרי חקר כתגודים מכלים, שואל לי מייסח על היב, הוי עובדים שמתפוסם בטפח, ולא בדלת, ובו הוא יחושב מפגוע, וילוי הרי הם כגודו שנבט נפלו מן האלי וזה מבוי המפיר הבן and then he says that's a supplement to them מה שקוס הקודים ומשפרת היושב דאב ותיסו בכך על הסוכה לא יוצא אחרי לכם אלא גם ימיתו ברחות שנתשמי שיעסוכו וגירר והוא יום נעדים שיצפלו לו ולא יתעשה יום בכאן אלא שמוצו שיחמיר אותנו כל כך ביסוק על גב ביסוקו ודוגמה בלעלמו נקשתו So in other words, he mentioned this example. So the Ritva says, in a chename, that if there hadn't been, the aloha is that this air is chetzit. But why is it chetzit? Because we have a aloha of suketa chasuke, that is not yetzel, that means even though both schoches are schoches chairs, still is not yetzel. Why? Because that is a sakosef is that in order to be yetzi suke, so the schach, there must be one single schach that hovers. Indeed, there are more than one schach. So then it's possible. There must be one schach that hovers, not two schaches that hover. But if it is, if the atlog is left, when there is a flog of one tefah, is it considered as two schoches? If there is a flog of one tefah, and when is it considered a one schach? If the flog is less than tefah, but if the flog is tefah or more, then it's considered already two schoches, or four steps for him, or ten for him. But if there is a concept is that in order to be suket sheho, there must be a single piece of schach that should be made to our soup. A single piece of schach. So in Mele, if there are two schoches, even though both schoches are chelis, and if there is a substantial upload between the upper schach and the lower schach, so that we could not consider as one thick piece of schach, if we have to consider it as two schoches, so maybe it's possible. So the Mele, there can be a union of Chilachitzitz too. But if there hadn't been a Lohe, then there has to be only one Schach, one single piece of Schach Kosher has to be made till, so then it wouldn't be a Chilachitzitz. Just as it's not a Chilachitzitz when a person wraps himself up with the talus over the head and he sits in the sukkah. So we say that the schach is made in tovers and the person who is wrapped up in talus. So here too, in the heaven feelings of a sakosum of sukkah takasukkah. So then I would say, even when, what difference does it make whether if he is wrapped up and is covered by talus over his head, or is wrapped up and covered by the. But since we see that there is Allah Hipsu, Ibn Sukkot Arasukko, so one would imply that even two Schoches Kshemes, that is the Sukkot. Why? Because in order that it should be made, say, Mitzvah Sukkot, so there has to be a single piece of Schachosha to have, not if there is a combination of two Schoches that have. So mainly there is such a thing as a Erachetik. But if not for the Zerasakosu or Sukkotakasukko, there wouldn't be a Aloche of Erachetik. Now, Omer Abiyuri, Negadino Yinu Sheo Yinu Yishenim Takasamuito Bifne Askenim Yomid Omgulo Nudom. The Abiyuri is very kind of him. And he says that Ayoshim Takasamuito is Yotzeh of the Masih. It's more in the Maskone that Chod Aleph on the veins explains it on the basis that Babylon in time the Tzuka Diras Keva Bino the Hamu Mito Diras Are the Tzuka Yom Keva the Rose Yom Are the Vatel Yom Keva whatever the reason Rabbi Yude is Chelik and the Rabbon and the Tish Oma Rabbi Shine Mai Segi Tevi Adi Shalom Gabriya Shehoi Yoshe Dachasam Tito the Oma Lev Rabbi Gabriya שיושי, בואו נוכל לבוא לסכן עם ריס את דבי אבדי, שהוא תלמוד חוכם, וידע שעבור מוטור של הסוכה, הוא הביך על יושי מתחס המיטו. הוא פידע כאילו למדנו, שהיושי מתחס המיטו, הוא יוצא לבוא עושה. מי אגים אני נרש, כאן נכון לגמור לא עושה לרעה נבט לא נקבע. מה יש את דבי אבדי לעבוד מוטור של הסוכה? וזה זה שהזמן הוא אומר, שמוטור איזה חוק שיש חייב את זה, נעמה חייב. גם הוא נכתבו יהיה, הוא פידע כאילו למדנו קוראים הרב אופי שלא אומרים, הוא שאימו, אלו ניסי חסכום באומה, שאם משתבח ואהבו את החוסי באומה, למדנו על פידע עבדי חוסי, שהיושי דחס עמיתו להיות צועי בחבוסי. Now let's see the thesis. היושי דחס עמיתו ועיסוק על להיות צועי בחבוסי, בגמורה מיתו לשמואל בגבי העשור, ופוחס מכאן לחושב ויהיה להפ, ומוצינו ממימה, בישמואל איתני, במחשב, בפריקמה, תחתינו, ובסוף, אבו נדחה בעירה, דיפסנו בשביל ימי נוחשי בעיר, אבו בשביל ימי היום, אבו עדים דחושי בעיר, להפסיר. So this says first, in the first lesson, that the reason is why Shmuel says, that I know שאתה חזר מיתו בסוכו לא סוכו בוסי, all applies only to the case where the סוכו is גבריה, 10 פוחד. But the karka, because you really find it. Because just as in regard to Sukkot Tachasukko, in regard to Sukkot Tachasukko, so, Shmuel says, only there is a flog of Yutvohim. Why? Because if there is no flog of Yutvohim between one and the other, so in Melee it's not considered as an Eya, as a real Eya, to involve the soul of Sukkot Tachasukko. Here too, if there is no haplogia from the karki, then tvochim, so it's not considered as a real ale, to involve the psul of ale achetis. But according to Rabbi Rafizde, who say that even if there is haplogia of dalet tvochim between Yisrachel and Yisrachtachel, it involves the psul of Sukkot Arasukko, so here too, even if the karka amito is goveya, Dalet Vochim from the Karka Asuke, so it also involved the Psul of Yerachit. That's what Jesus says in the first one. And then Jesus says, Vishemo Bitesham, Kidoma Bitmore, the Havali Ito Yerach, Kilkach, Lemeide, Vikoches Maso, Olaf Tum. Then Jesus says, no, that even according to the other one, who say that regarding the Psul of Sukkot Arasukko, so even Atloge, of Dalet Vochim, oh, one of Doma says, Rabune says, in one tefach, but here is the domain, that when will Zayoshi Tachasasukko, Tachasamito, Bissukko, Yotze, the Vemose, only if it is 10 Vochim from the Tavach. Why? So he says, because here the mitzvah is a nil av. Is a nil av. So mele hilchah kule meide yifoches ma'asor l'atmum. But he says, kidoma b'gmore d'av l'mitzvah l'av. But the Gemara mentions Avon Mita Yelare in explaining the Yudish, who says that Ayosh is Tachasam Mito Bisuko, Tachasam Mito Bisuko is Yotay Yelos. Why? Because Suke is the Yidiras Keva, and Mito is the Yidiras is the Yelare, Loyose, Yelare, Umbate, Eyocheva. But he attains the prize is similar slogan. Not applies the fact that Mito is an Eil Ave, we got the Rabbon of Hidden. Got the Rabbon of Hidden. So in other words, that Rabbon of Hidden, they hold, Rabbon of Hidden holds that Tsuke does not have to be the Raskeva. So in Eil Ave, since he doesn't have to be an Eil Keva, and he can be an Eil Ave, so one Eil Ave can be the Vatil Rabbon Eil Ave. But the Rabbanan also emphasizes the fact that the Mito is a Neil Ave. So the Neil Ave, in order that the Neil Ave should be a Neil Ave, even in face of another Neil Ave, so it has to be the way of Yitzchak. So it's similar to the story of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanan Achirita Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda mentions the fact that Mito is a Neil Ave. And Suke is a Neil Keva, so mainly it can never be Chetzit, even if it stands for him. Masheik is a Tomat Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, so Suke is a Neil Ave. So mainly Mito, which is similarly a Neil Ave, can be Mivatel another Neil Ave. But one Neil Ave, in order to be Mivatel another Neil Ave, must have the Giva of Yitzchak. If he doesn't have a Giva of Yitzchak, so then and the Ma'ame cannot even be Levato another way. This is how it is explained. But the other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ram, the Rav Amiri, the Rov, they say something else. Oh. The first piece of the Bible. Hayoshim tachas amito v'isuko liyot el revoshim. Uikim nebidmore v'mito v'beya asok. V'yav odav v'mito v'buo v'ya asok. V'mridam yel v'kinei feis. V'ypaslo v'kohas ma'asok. Now, we discussed very thoroughly the idea of kilo, kinei feis and akriti. So according to most Rishonim, there are three cases, three letters. Now, kilo is going to be gamma. So Hayoshim kilo of the Sukkot is, so in order not to be Eitzeh, so there has to be Tavel Reis, that it should be Gobeya Yud, and should have a Gak Tepa. Suppose the kilo has a Gak Tepa, but it's not to be a Yud, or a Giva Yud not a Gak Tepa, so then it's not Eitzeh. So it's Yotzeh. That's kilo. Kilo, that's has no clear solution. Then, and Kineifes is most common. Now, it's most common. Kilo means that he puts up four separate poles near the bed and he spreads out a sheet on the poles. That's kilo. Now, Kineifes is, so kilo is going to be a problem. Kineifes is on the contrary, is most popular. What is Kineifes? Kineifes means that he spreads out the sheet under Agra Amito itself. The Agra Amito. He spreads under Agra Amito, he spreads out the sheet. And Nakriti means that he spreads out the sheet on the two poles that are placed, one at the middle of the end of the Mito and one in the middle of the head of the Mito. So there it's nothing. So kilo is very clear cloud. Kineifes is clear gamma. And nakriti is between. It's clear exact. So according to most Rishonim, according to most Rishonim. So by kilo, we say, of course, everybody agrees that by kilo, that is with clear cloud, so it's way not so you can say only if they are tartar raised. It has a deal of you, and it is a god of death. But if there is only other raise, then it's your difference. Then by genetics. So the halacha is that as long as it has a gak tefa, even though it does not have a gay by you, but it has a gak tefa, it has a gak tefa, so then it's way of Zirchavasi. Why? Because that's clearly done. Genetics is clearly done. Now the Prime Godin says that that's with the Raisa, but we saw from Russian of Tesla's in Suke that it's only the Rabbah. And then Ligabe Nakritin, which is clear Tzas, so there are two days in Shohono. One day is that even if he doesn't have a God of Kepa, he just says a gave a youth. So it's loyal to him, and then the other day is that even though it has a give a youth, but if he doesn't have a God Kepa, so it's your turn. So the Ritva says as follows. We keep the big meeting of Yaso, the Avogad the meeting, who by Yaso, the redundant Kineifes, the pastor, the focus master. Because by Kineifes, we say that as long as it has a dark youth, so it's possible. It passes the suit. Sayoshin Kineifes. The suke is what you're saying, the mercy. According to, as long as it has a dark pepper, even though it doesn't. According to everybody in the Rai say it passes. According from Russian of Jesus, it's Mashma that in Rabbonim it passes. But it passes, and here by Mito, we require that thing, the Mito is Riaso, and after all, Mito is certainly Eskogua, Eskinerifes, Uparishne, Tayotel, Kamen, Kriye. So, why is it that the Gabikinerifes, which is Kriye? So, either as long as it has a Gak Tepa, even though it doesn't have a Gila Yud, so it passes, and Mito is equally Kedriya, as Kineifes, and if it doesn't have a Gila Yud, so it doesn't pass it. So, the Hosom, that's the discussion, the Hosom will be Kineifes, the Repeichon Asuiz, Avon Mito, the Rizabu Asio, the Asom of Shireya, the Royal, that's the Teres that is given by the Ram, and that the Teres is given by the Midrashim, and that the Teres is given by the Rock. So now it's not like Teisa says. Teisa says that the reason is why. In the second motion it says that here everybody is made it, that it has to be Gomei Ayu. Otherwise it's not a Mila Hatzis, because it's a Mila. But the Ritva, the Ram, the Rock, the Miri, they give another Teres. They say not because it's a Mila, because after all, according to the Rabbanon, the Tzuke itself is only a Neilare. So Neilare, any Neilare should be able to be Chetzes before another Neilare. But this is the is that it has to have the Deva Yud, even to be Chetzes before another Neilare. But the Ram and the Ritva and the Ho and the Miri, they are Chilikan cases. And they say, no, in order to be Chetzes before another Neilare, so it doesn't require Tenfochim. But the reason is why Mito, the reason as to why Mito is not Chetzes if it's not Gomei Ayud, because the ale of the Mito, the Mito was set up not for the purpose of Hovel. It was Lidabasu. So in other words, when do we say that even if it's not Tenfochim, it can be Chetzes that's like Kinefes? But what does Kinefes mean? So the Kinefes is set up in order to hover, in order to be made seal, to be made seal on top of it. But the Mito is not, because on the Mito you don't have anything hovering above the Mito. And it hovers on the ground. But the Mito is not set up in order it should hover on the ground. It is set up in order that the person should be able to lie on top of the Mito. So since it's also legato and not to be made seal, so the melee only if it has a level of youth then it can be considered as a Neirachit. But if it doesn't have a Neirachit, it cannot be considered as a Neirachit. Right. Please, said yes.
Who?
He says it's bashed by words like Kashi. It's nothing to do with Sukhna. But still, they says in the first portion, they says applies the machlokes amroim as whether 10th vach machloke, 4th vach machloke, 1st machloke, because two is separate aloches, but both are coming the shemeya. So the question is, if something that is not the way I do, does it have a shemeya or not? So in the first portion, they says hell. The just the Shmuel says, "Ligabei suket hasuka." If there is no, if the atlogi between the upper strach and the lower strach is less than 10 tfachim, so the melee, the upper strach is not considered as an eyal, because from its karke, because the lower strach is the karke of the upper level. Still, and Shmuel says that if the atlogi between the lower strach and the upper strach is less than 10 tfachim, is 9 tfachim. So then, Hayoshin is Sukkah. So you don't get the Vasa, the lower Sukkah. Why? Because the upper level Sukkah does not have Shem Sukkah. Because only when it has a height, only when there is a height of 10 tfachim from its karaka. And what is the karaka of the upper level Sukkah? The strach of the lower level Sukkah. So here too, if the karka abuto is not 10 tfachim above the karka hasuke, so the male the abuto does not have shemeya. Then they say, no, that here everybody will be masking. Even those Amoraim who say that it has a shemeya over there, but here they'll be masking. Because since the mito is a male ave, even though the suke is also a male ave, so the male ave cannot be a critic. Between another Elare, unless it has a substantial gain of the
form. Isn't it the same with Catholicism? No, it's all not only for its Catholic.
Okay, you are.
So, I mean, there the ones who say more than a Catholic are saying it's because Catholicism is a different bit of a way of being
involved. Yeah, so they say that the shield of Oya that is applies to Tube does not apply to Sukh. To Sukkah we have to have a bigger area, not the kind of area that is can be hated with Gabitu. That to Sukkah we have to have a bigger area, but it's still a lot of a hate, according to this. Reason to the Abdi Shutam Chor, Evet Koshavon, to the Isa Vito Rishen in the Brochus, who will show the Tone, show you when you are feeling. The Rimichu Biyode Chachon, who Poreich. In other words, why does Teisa say here, Evet Koshal, but this is just wants to show, I mean, that he knows that Tevi was an Evet Koshal. Why? What's the importance? Here, Rabbi Gamliel says, take notice of the fact that Tevi is a town for him. Teisa says, Evet Koshal. The answer is, because since Rabbi Gamliel praised him as a town for him, some male he had a dinner with him. Now, and the halacha is that if somebody, the Rosh says in the Chumash, called Talmud Chochem Shei Snayim Tishuro, Yeser Gohu Ahu Mikol Amor Echaveo. So in other words, that means that he doesn't have the din of Talmud Chochem. If someone will be Bokim Chola Teretor, and he will not be another kosher, a Yisroel kosher, so then he doesn't have the din of Talmud Chochem. Let's say we got a mitzvah of Kobel, All the halachas that apply to Talmud Chochem, so they only apply if the Talmud Chochem is also in Yisroel Kosher. But if the Talmud Chochem is not in Yisroel Kosher, so as the Rosh says, if he is not in Shuro, Yisa Gerua on Amore, here Rabbi Gamliel prays, hey, he's Talmud Chochem. So that means you have to be made covered in him, as you are made in Talmud Chochem. That's why he said he's Talmud Chochem. So the Melech, so Jesus mentions the kosher oil, because if Tevi had not been a Levit kosher, so in spite of all his chokhmah, he could not be considered as a Talmud Chochem. Uvirushalmi Tomei, Shoyemiyach Tvion, Vuvimichom Biyodech Achon. Of course, Rebbe is potter of Tfilin. Tfilin is essentially as mangome, so Rebbe is potter. Upomich michli v'shitosik v'namdiyal, do'ochet avisuke, michu, v'yodi hachoni yoreishe disuke, sh'al yoshin tachas amito, u'mishane sh'ol yoreizike, sh'ol michli kesachachoni, sh'ol yishen yemisuko. Upomich sh'ol michli kesachachoni, yeshe v'chutz lisuko, u'mishane yoreizike hoyo mishmeya, דיבר חכם. דיבר יצא היום לשמיע דיבר חכם. So the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi says itash. Here we see that the Chachom, here we see that Rav Shimon mentions it right, that Ayoshin Tachas Amito is lo yotzei yochivos. Lo yotzei yochivos. Why? Because if he would be 18 ribose, so Tevi, Abishon Gamliel, wouldn't sleep Tachasamit. So it's why that an Eved who is potter of the secret should not be allowed to be Mekayim in the secret. And there we see Ligabit Fil, which is Chichen Gufnoki. So that Tevi, even though he was potter of Mitzvah Tfilin, and he did put on Tfilin, and Rav Gamliel was not Meiri, so as the Ritva explains it, in other words, it's a Kalachena. The Kashi is based upon the Kalachena, because Tfilin is the kind of a Mitzvah that if you're not Mechuyeh, so then it involves an Aveira to put it on. Why? Because Tfilin is Tzrichin Gufnoki, and it's not so easy to maintain Gufnoki. And that's really the reason as to why today no one puts on Tfilin beyond this, the Tfilin. Why shouldn't he? Because it's Tzrichin Gufnoki, and today we're not in the Madrege to maintain Gufnoki for the whole day, but for the duration of Tfilin we are in the Madrege. But beyond that, we're not in the Madrege. So that's why it's even an Aveire, unless he's outstanding. So it's even an Aveire for an ordinary person, even if it is for the kosher, to keep on the field beyond the field. So, and still, Gamliel was not Meche, and Tsuke, that does not involve any Aveire when we do it. And there, so Rav Shimon mentioned the riot. That Ayoshim Tachas Amito Bisuke is Loyotzei Mechivosei because Tevi Abishon Gamliel slept under the Mito. What kind of Rai is it? Maybe it's Yotzei Mechivosei, and he slept under the Mito. So he says, Umishame Shol Yisikei Shol Yifrei Yitzchachomi Shol Yishei Yisuka Uporich Yishol Yifrei Yitzchachomi Yeshef Leichutz Yisuke Umishame Direitze hoyo mishmeya divre chachon. So then, as a matter of fact, so it's still difficult. So what's the raya? Rav Gamliel said, Tevi avdi shul talmud chochem, v'yedei sh'avodim p'torim nasuke, lefichoch yoshinu tachas amito. So the question is, so what's the raya maybe he is Yotzei Mechivosei. And the reason is why he slept on the Sukkah, because as far as doing the mitzvah, from which his potter is concerned, so there is no avera in doing it. But why did he sleep under the Sukkah, under the mito? Because he wanted to accommodate the other Chachamim who are mechuyev in the Sukkah with more space. So what's the raya? And the Yerushalmi itself says, the Yerushalmi is the kashe, Yishol Rifrik as Chachamim, Yeshev Lei, Chutz Lui Sukkah, Umishane, Direi Tzeo Yom Shmeyad Yom Chachamim. So that's the reason. So what's the raya that Ayoshim Tachasa, Mito, Yotzei Mechivosei? So that's a kasha on me against the Yerushalmi. If the Yerushalmi says that actually Rav Gamliel didn't mind the Tevi, who was potter of all the mitzvahs as Mankome, should be Mikhail mitzvahs as Mankome, even Tfil, which required an extra madrege, so he didn't mind that Tevi did it. Al Haskamo Bechamo, that he wouldn't mind if Tevi would be Mikhail mitzvahs. But why did Tevi sleep that down in the bed? Because he wanted to accommodate the Chachomi with more space. With more space. So why did Rav Gamliel then say, Ulfidakeinu lo matnu, shayoshin tachas amito, is lo yotzer in the chivoset? That's the kashe. So how is lo matnu, shayoshin tachas amito, yotzer in the chivoset? Maybe yotzer in the chivoset. But he slept under the bed because he didn't want to sleep under the bed in order not to take away the bed from the other chachonim, who are mechuyim mitzvesuke. So they should be more comfortable. He was in a bit kosher, so he didn't want to take away. So how did Rabbi Gamliel say, "Sha ufidakeinu lo magnu, sha yoshin tachas amito lo yotzer lechivoset"? The answer is because you see, Rabbi Gamliel didn't mind if Tevi Abdei did certain things that was not mechuyim, even mitzvah still, because Tevi was in such a madrege of being able to maintain the guf not kolayim. He wasn't that madrege. So he certainly wouldn't have minded if Tevi would have sat in the sukkah. But if Tevi would have, now, if Tevi would have been, if the halacha had been, if the halacha had been that Ayoshin Tachasamito in Yotzer in the Chivosei, Yotzer in the Chivosei, so then it would have involved the meaning of Yuren on the part of Tevi to sleep even under the sukkah. Why? Because after all, we see that the sukkah, there were many chachomim who ate and slept in the sukkah. So in other words, and because of that, if Tevi had slept under the bed or on the karka sukkah, not beneath the mito, then he would have taken away some space from one of the other chachomim. So if Tevi, if the aloche had been, if the aloche had been, so the melee, since sleeping not under the sukkah, would have imposed a great hardship on the other chachomim, so even sleeping under the sukkah, under the bed, also involved a slight hardship. Because what if you think there is very little space, so even if he pushed himself under the bed, so he also took away some of the space. Because like this, somebody could put an arm, stretch out an arm beneath the bed, even though. So then he would be mikayim mitzvesuke as long as Reishi Yehube is not beneath the bed. He would just stretch out an arm. Now Tevi occupied the space under the bed, so the other chachamim, they had to lie down in the suke b'deichat. They couldn't feel very comfortable. They couldn't feel very comfortable. So